Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Hello, friends. I'm JVL here with my Bulwark colleagues, Will Sommer and Andrew Egger, and my best friend, Sarah Longwell. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We're taping on Saturday night around 8 p.m. I feel like we can exhale. I feel like we made it, basically. If you are the type of person who is in full-blown worst-case scenario mode for this weekend and what it could mean for America, I think we dodged one. I mean, we've also had a political assassination today, so like not fully dodged it. But the parade, the military parade, the Kim Jong-un-style, Soviet-style thing in Washington with tanks in the street, I think is a flop. Newsmax is reporting 10,000 people showed up for this thing. And I just want to go around the horn and ask, was this an embarrassment for Trump? Sarah, let's start with you.
Yeah, well, you know, Trump's the one who turns everything into a size matters conversation. He's the one who does.
We don't make the rules.
The mind's bigger than yours, yard sticking. And so I think that he's got to take his medicine here. On no one showed up to your sad birthday parade, and a lot of people showed up in a lot of places to register how unhappy they are with you. And I was thinking about it, and like, obviously I'm tickled when I see the shots of, you know, there's only a few people kind of up front and there's not people in the back in the big park. It's just not filled. And you see the risers as they go by and they're just sparsely attended. I feel good about that. Sure. But then there's the other part of me that's like, this is such a stupid, like the level of conversation we have to have, which is just going to be us comparing the crowd sizes. Like Trump has led us here where like what matters to us is simply who had the bigger show of force today. But the good guys had the bigger show of force today. So we do have that going for us.
Well, can I push back against this a little bit?
Sure.
Because it isn't just the size of it. It's the fact that it didn't become a flashpoint. Like, that's good, right? The whole thing, it was raining, and the whole thing just felt kind of soggy and limp in ways which suggest a shrug and not like hot fire emotions, which I think is, again, best case scenario. That's good. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think it rained.
Oh, it didn't rain? It didn't rain down in and the DC area,
much of
like a little like drizzling over the general Capitol Hill area. I can't speak to the exact parade, but I mean, it not like a downpour yet.
Sure. Sure.
They rearranged certain parts of the programming too, in anticipation of maybe heavy rain later.
They moved it up 30 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that why no one was there? Because they started early?
I don't think that's why. I don't think there's a big group of people that's like, we're getting there right on time.
Well, Will, tell me, what are your thoughts on it? What do people in MAGA land think? Are they excited? Are they like, ugh?
Honestly, I mean, I think the unfortunate thing is number one, I think the murders in Minnesota have stolen a lot. Like, they're really focused on that in terms of spinning out, you know, vile conspiracy theories. But I mean, I was just looking at the Gateway Pundit before we started, and I had to scroll. Like, I don't think the parade is on their first like 30 items. I mean, and so to follow up on the point you made, JVL, I think Trump was really denied any kind of like imagery here. I mean, it's just this kind of soggy parade. I mean, you know, you look at these things and people are filming, you know, right up front and there's like no one around them. I mean, it is really not a lot of people showed up, and Trump looks like, why did I do this? You know, I thought this was going to be cool. You know, Fox had a camera that was just watching him the whole time. He just looked like, you know, this is $45 million. You know, I've seen enough tanks. So, yeah, I mean, I think if he was looking for kind of like a Kim Jong-un moment, it didn't happen.
Very sad birthday party. It's like hiring, you know, your dad hires a clown, but he gets like the janky clown, and the other kids in the neighborhood are like, ugh. Andrew, what are you thinking there? Nice shirt, buddy. Talk to me.
Yeah, thanks. We're going to dwell on that. All right. I think one big part of this is that it was a deliberate strategic decision by like the No Kings folks not to do anything in DC today. And so I think a big part of what we were worst case scenario-ing, like as we were gaming out possibilities, sort of the worst possible thing involved a lot of like conflict in DC. And I think I think that would have obviously completely reset the tone. We would not be talking about we wouldn't be counting like MAGA hats along Constitution Avenue. We would be talking about potential clashes between, you know, protesters and counter protesters. This was kind of a nationwide thing for one thing. The No Kings protests were extremely kind of disciplined from the top down about the messaging of like, we're not out here to tangle with people. We're out here to kind of show up and have our numbers tell the story and be really boring. Beyond that, like not getting clashes and things like that. Of course, we're recording at 8 p.m. Classically, the way this tends to go is you have the protest, and if there is any violence and unrest, it happens later. So, I mean, maybe tomorrow we'll wake up and this will all look different. But I think it was a good strategic move to steer clear of DC and show up literally everywhere else. I mean, like I was kind of bowled over by we talked about the difference in size, but I mean my brother he was in Chattanooga, Tennessee today. He swung by their No Kings protest. You know, multiple thousands of people. He said he's bad with numbers, but closer to 5,000 than 1,000 people in Chattanooga, Tennessee. My sister was in Asheville, North Carolina, another big protest in Asheville. I mean, like you add up three or four of those like small metropolitan No Kings protests, and you are definitely bigger than the DC, you know, Trump 250th anniversary birthday bash with all the tanks. I mean, like that's really striking. That's something like we say bigger and smaller, and that doesn't even like get at the scope of all of this. But I do think that yeah, if there had been more clashes, and you never know, you know, knock on wood for later tonight, but that kind of deflating balloon of no conflict there in the show of all of this force was part of why I think this went over a little bit lame for the president today.
Well, how about the protests? I mean, it's hard to get a sense of this from anywhere, because as you said, there's so many. I went to the No Kings map the other day just sort of to look at it, and there were, I mean, scores of these things all over the country, maybe hundreds, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred. Just the video, you know, the anecdotal video I saw, it looked like 100,000 people in Philly. And I mean, that's, you know, it's not quite Super Bowl parade, but it's like not far off from Super Bowl territory. And I think it's deeply impressive. Am I wrong? Somebody be cynical and tell me that I'm wrong, and that actually it's not that big a deal.
I mean, it's certainly better than the alternative. I think it's great. I think there's a lot of pent up desire to do something. You know, I was up because I had half a notion to go downtown, but I was steered away from that by people in my family. Who didn't think that was smart. And so instead I was up here in Maryland, and like there were people everywhere, like, and not organized big protests or they were clearly like micro organized by churches or civic associations or something. Cause you'd hit a circle and there'd be 50 people in one, and then you'd get up a little further and there's an intersection and there's 1,000 people. And it was like really crazy that people were just sort of self-organized gathering. And then you just saw people walking, and it was a lot of asking people to honk, which I was doing religiously. And so I think that there were the big crowds in the big cities, and then like everybody got out today. I mean, and so I think it matters. Look, things like that matter a lot for the people who do them, to be with each other and feeling like they're winning in some way, to feel like they're sending a message in some way, to see that they're being heard, their opposition is being heard. And so I think for Trump, and I guess this is where I started, What I mean is, it's a stupid frame for us to get so enthusiastic about, except that we know how much it matters to him. And so the idea that he was humiliated today, because I guarantee you, because it matters so much to him, this is deeply humiliating for him. And so that's one of those things that we just get to feel good about.
Can I tack on real briefly to that,
please,
as well, which is just that, you know, if you're asking for kind of a downside to the No King stuff, the only one I can really think of is protests tend to be particularly effective when they're organized around like a specific cause with like a, you know, a specific ask, like a specific action item kind of. And obviously this wasn't that, right? I mean, this was the broadest, biggest tent. You'd see people with little signs for a million different things, you know, as you're scrolling, through crowd pictures on Twitter or whatever, like everybody kind of showed up in this sort of very big tent way. But I think in addition to just being sort of psychologically annoying for the president, it strikes at a core of the argument that he has made, which is the thing that he continues to put before the American people as his justification for all of the norm breaking and all of the kind of trampling over court orders and usurping congressional powers and all that sort of thing. It's always the same argument that this is the guy who's channeling the popular will, right? I mean, he is the sort of avatar and the embodiment of America as a political unit. And I think that because he does that, because that's the explicit argument that he's made, the optics of something like this become much more important than they would otherwise, where there, you know, you can just anywhere in America, if you were in any of these cities, you could kind of go out your front door, go to the square, and see a whole lot of America that isn't on board with that argument, isn't on board with that process. So even though there isn't a specific ask, I think the split screen there is very healthy and helpful. And I think I was glad to see it.
I have something the No Kings protest was lacking compared to the parade: the cool sponsors. The parade hat, you know, I don't know if folks have seen the video where they say, thank you to Coinbase.
Special thanks to our sponsor, Coinbase.
First of all, thank you to Palantir. And then the one that I find shocking, and this is, comes from reporter Amanda Moore. I didn't see a video of this, but I mean, I trust her reporting. They had, soldiers in uniform handing out copies or cans of Dana White's energy drink. I mean, that is crazy. That, like, you know, okay, we're going to have the soldiers run the booth here. I mean, just wild.
What a world. I have a question for you guys. So one of the things that I think this may have helped with is just making people feel like they're not crazy and that they're not alone. And this is sort of a proof of concept for a large nationwide protest, right? You do this once and there's always a little bit of like, is anybody going to come out? Now that you've done it, you've shown you can get people out. You can get people to show up. Again, this is anecdotal. I don't have any data on this, but I have a largish number of people in my life who have never gone to any sort of protest before. They are not protest people. And they were dialed into this and they went out and like made signs and stuff for the first. Again, this is just, you know, this doesn't mean anything. This is like, hey, JVL knows five people who went out to protest. Great, get a cookie. But I do get the sense that there's a little something breaking out beyond the type of people who normally are protesty types.
I got to say, when I was driving, the number of sort of 65-year-old, you know, middle, like, I don't know, they did not look like your, I don't know, maybe they used to be protesters and now they're just MSNBC parents. And they didn't strike me as the kind of people who were used to jumping into the streets on the regular. I do think something that I wanted to add this on to Andrew's add-on that's interesting is Trump ended up having to do this military parade, got announced a while ago, but he had to do it at a real ebb in popularity, like at a time where, you know, he's just had this fallout with Elon, in which he was called a pedophile and told to he should be impeached, right? So he has this dust up with Elon it's real big. That's kind of demoralizes the right. It's kind of splits them up. And then he's got Marines in Los Angeles. They got the Padilla thing. Like, he was already
war
and like,
so, between Israel and Iran.
War between it, right? Where wars would start a few there. And we've had multiple polls in the last week that has his disapproval real high. Like, there are a couple of them were like tickling 60, which feels too crazy. But like,
mid-30s approval in a few polls.
Right, mid-30s. Yeah. And so to sort of have that kind of week, and then on top of it, have your parade be a flop. And that will be the story. There's no spinning the empty seats. I mean, they'll probably try. And so this is a cap on a lousy week for this guy. But that did feature many instances of his misusing the American military as a visual aid in ways that I've never seen as an American.
Can we just to put another extra fine point on that as well, like roll back the clock just like 3 or 4 days to like the middle of last week, where we were coming out of the LA protests and Trump sending the National Guard and sending the Marines down there, and coming off of that that speech at Fort Bragg where he did the, you know, just the nakedly partisan, just the Trump speech with all the nasty nonsense that goes on there, the lying about the stolen 2020 election and, you know, all kinds of just the absolute dunking on the political foes in front of an audience of active duty military who had been selected for ideological sympathy to the president, like hooting along with him. And like, it was easy to envision this thing going off this weekend as like kind of an explosive capstone to Trump's week of Trump's army, right? Like kind of the debut at the debutante ball of Trump with Trump's army. And then you could imagine that, you know, Trump's army parading through the streets of DC in front of a cheering throng of Trump's, you know, populist base who are like do or die for all this stuff. And it's just we just got the opposite of that. I mean, it did not materialize in the way that I think a lot of us potentially feared that it would have materialized. He got this, you know, sad air out of the balloon flop instead, on the back of all of that, which is also turning out to be unpopular in the way that all of you guys are talking about. So it's, you know, it feels like something that he really swung for this past week in particular and whiffed on, which I think is a relief to everybody.
Which, you know, I'll just, you JVL, you're asking like, what's the downside? You know, the downside is I feel like this was a week that the American military was diminished in the eyes of the broader public in the world. Like I was watching the tank, you know, I was just watching the clips. It's weird to say that a tank looked small, but like there was something about it. I like the American military. I like a parade, like a good Memorial Day parade. You know, I like people waving American flags, but Trump is diminishing the whole thing by making it hyper-partisan and by making it about him. And it made me, It's sad for the country, I think, to start feeling that sense of, hey, you're using these guys as political props to the extent that they're allowing it to happen. It feels really icky. And so that's just, I think that's a loss for us. And I do think I will say kudos to the organizers, kudos to the people now who are really kind of pushing out the numbers around how many veterans we could have fed with that 45 million that Trump used to put on his parade. And so, you know, that was all well done.
We're going to need a lot more these days, though, is the problem, because we've got more than 3.5 years left of this. Good luck, America.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.